One.
In Atlanta, just the lean the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner, legacies, phantom, wait and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmets, legacies, phantom, wait and see, panda, pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy, laying on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for granted, this nigga bullet your bandit,
macho like Randy tonight, we doing this, verbose.xyz. Welcome to the show. So glad you're joining us. I am the mad scientist, Miles Lurod, joined by my man, Crafter, a.k.a. my dick run hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. two for one at Arby's. How we doing tonight, sir?
Death of just another day. I'm trying to make that roast toast.
Make the roast toast. We're going to be starting a Patreon for all you fucks out there that don't like, you know, roast beef lips. We're going to turn them into any vaginas. And then we're going to start, wait, no, it's going to be the Kickstarter to remove the lips. And then it's going to be the Patreon so you can see the pictures of before and after. It's a fucking genius idea. I think it's better than a fucking, than any sort of like John McAfee scam or like Craig Wright scam.
Yeah, definitely better than Craig Wright scam.
Dude, fuck Craig Wright. This motherfucker. I have to come out last week and be like all embarrassed, like, okay, PAI News is trying to say that we're all Satoshi. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can hear when I type. Okay. Why do you have worth of crypto at the, oh, yeah. I don't know. Because it makes us look more professional than we actually are. But yeah, fucking fuck Craig Wright, dude. Like, last week, we have to come out and say PAI News is announcing that we're all Satoshi, and then subscribe to PAI, fucking worse than subscribe to PewDiePie. Shout out to all you nigs on fucking DLive. But fucking now, Craig Wright, I guess as of April 11th, he registered both the white papers and the original 0.1 code base of Bitcoin as his own, claiming that he did it under the name Satoshi Nakamoto. What do you think of that, bitch?
I think he made this claim before a couple years ago and still never provided any actual proof that the community would want. He didn't provide any movement of the original wallet. He didn't provide anything like the original PGP key that was signed on the white paper. So, you know, he didn't prove his identity, at least in a digital fashion. And then so he tried to go a legal way. And I think it sounds like a scam.
Right? Dude, I didn't realize there's a PGP key within the white paper?
Yeah, and the original email messages as well.
No shit. So there's a public key that's out there, and then whoever Satoshi Nakamoto actually is has the private key.
Yeah. Kind of just like how, you know, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks used to have a PGP key, and then one day the message suddenly changed.
Pretty good privacy, man.
Yeah, the key changed one day, and a lot of people suspect that WikiLeaks was, you know, kind of taken over from then.
Taken over by whom?
I don't want to say the Jews, but Israel.
I don't think the Jews are synonymous with Israel. I'm saying this so that people don't call me an anti-Semite. But I think that Israel as a whole is just a culmination of, like, people that want to be, you know, neo-Nazis. They want to have their ethno-state. They want to have their revenge, and they want to enact the same thing that you know, Nazi Germany did on their other people. And on top of that, how many fucking Polish Jews do you think live in Israel? And now they're fucking coming after Poland. That fucks with me, man. Reparations from Poland.
Yeah, it's weird.
Fucking, I'm not done with Craig Wright yet, man. This motherfucker, dude. like claiming that he's Satoshi Nakamoto, fucking has this guy, Calvin, I think his pronounced Irie, A-Y-R-E, I don't know, Calvin Irie. He owns the publication CoinGeek. If you fucking go on CoinGeek, make sure you leave fucking crazy ass comments from now on. Fuck that guy. I mean, literally a pump and dump of Bitcoin SV. If you're Satoshi Nakamoto and you're displeased with the direction that the blockchain is going and the source code, how it's been changed, why would you fucking fork Bitcoin Cash? I don't understand. And for you out there that don't, for those of you out there that don't understand, Bitcoin Cash was a fork of Bitcoin. It's one of the first shitcoins in existence. Actually, really can't call it that. I'd say Bitcoin Satoshi Vision is number one shitcoin. And then number two would be Litecoin. But I'll use Litecoin all day.
Yeah. And if you... Litecoin came out as an original idea. Bitcoin Cash came on so much later. And their only innovation was increasing their block size from 1 megabyte to 4. That was their only innovation. They changed nothing else technology-wise. Nothing.
That's really what it is? Jesus Christ, man. Oh, my God. Fucking Grilled, thanks for following us. Appreciate it. We're trying out our new platform tonight, DLive. Fuck yeah. Riding those coattails of PewDiePie. Usually stream to both Twitch and YouTube tonight, so it's going to be Twitch and DLive. Fuck yeah. If you want to hit us up, we're also on Discord. I don't think I have the... Yeah, if you check out our About page on DLive, you could definitely see our links to our Discord. We also look at that chat as well. And yeah, if you don't know us, we're verbose.xyz. Here, repping the freedom of speech. Yeah, so fuck, man. Did you hear about John McAfee coming out against the U.S. government recently?
No, I didn't hear this. What did yes, you as... do now? This crazy nut job. Always up to something...
Right, exactly. As it's funny. Oh, what? Hold on, I'll get to your comment in a second. But as they close in on him, closer and closer to like finding out all the shit that he's done wrong, he's just literally coming out and saying like, it's not actually me that's doing anything. It's the government accusing me of all these things. And I quote, I want y'all to know that everything I've done for the cause is for freedom. I want the world in which authorities discover crimes, not manufacture them, a free world. Oh my God. It's so funny to me because, motherfucker, we know you murdered someone in South America. Fuck you, dude. What are you trying to say? You're trying to say that, like, this is something that's manufactured? You literally ran away from the country and now you're, like, running away from America. I don't understand John McAfee.
I think it's a normal line from him. Like, usually it's his thing. Like, he acts like if he doesn't get caught red-handed, then he didn't get caught. You know, like the justice doesn't, you know, sometimes sleep, you know.
Boozy, thanks for subbing, by the way. Boozy is wife material. You hear me refer to as such several times. That's my girl. Yeah, love you. But yeah, fucking John McAfee, dude, like the whole Skycoin fiasco, like whale fucking. The guy looks so fucked up. Like, I have no problem with drugs, right? I mean, I've done my fair share, fucking haven't we all. But that motherfucker always looks so fucked up. It's like a combination of cancer, AIDS, crack cocaine, and like the stickiest weed ever.
Yeah, a good dose of schizophrenia.
Right, dude? And stop with the fucking hair, man. You look like the AIDS version of Guy Fieri. Oh my God, dude. John McAfee. Fuck. So what's up with our country this week, Enchanter? I'm sorry, Crafter. What am I missing out on?
I don't know. Did you see AOC's rant about how cauliflower represents colonialism? And like a lot of people are kind of like outraged saying that she only said that because cauliflower is white.
Oh shit.
But it's something to do with some kind of like a hippie gardening thing that, you know, like cauliflower that is like not good or something. I don't know.
I believe her actual quote was that a cauliflower is a colonial plant. So because it's a colonial plant, it offends those who are ethnic. And she bringing up shit from my childhood, like yucca and fucking platanos and shit. I'm like, not everyone's Puerto Rican, chica. Fuck, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, those, like, that's not fucking racist. Like, bitch, you're gonna have to eat my yuca. Fuck your cauliflower. We don't give a shit what you eat. Ethnic for life. What about, and like, she like praises fucking collard greens. Like, oh yes, beautiful collard greens. Wow. You make my life so good. I wish she grew salvia, Jamie 21. But you got a salvia plant. You should send me a few leaves in the mail so I could chew on them. Don't smoke that shit, kids. Don't smoke salvia. You smoke salvia, you're going to piss off the salvia gods. And then they're going to send you to a whole new fucking universe. And then you're going to fucking be dumped back onto your brain wondering what the fuck fucked you in the head. Trust me, I've done it, kids. It ain't fun. also, I want to get to your other comment. Oof. I like ETH. I use that MetaMask. That's that wallet that's in browser, right? I never fucking got that shit to work, but I do like Ethereum as well. It's definitely not a shit coin, so to speak. Mix it with weed. I don't know, man. It's such a different high, dude. And I feel like weed causes so much paranoia, and so does salvia. Have you ever done salvia before, Crafter?
Yeah, it tastes like shit. It's like 2 minutes of weird experience. Overall, I would not recommend. Like, it tastes horrible. You're going to feel sick afterwards. No matter what experience you have, it's very short and not amazing.
I feel like I got a case of the lefts once. Like, the first time I did it, it was in the comfort of my own home, and I had a bunch of my friends with me, and we were passing around the bong. And we would pack the bong and then, like, butane torch, fucking heroic iron lung to the dome, and then let it out, and your whole world would change. For me, the trip was, like, everything in my body and mind turned inside out, including the color scheme. And then everybody except for me was inside the TV. And then I was, like, watching everybody in the TV laughing at me. And I was like, stop laughing at me. Stop laughing at me. And then fucking 30 seconds later, I come back out and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? And everyone's, like, staring at me like, what happened? What happened? Yeah, wow. That was fucked up. Second time I did it was, I want to say 2008. It was in Burning Man. And I was in my girlfriend at the time's trailer. Or RV, and she went first, and she fucking was like all flailing and shit, but she described it as like pieces of rainbow skin were ripping off of her, and her whole existence was like melting in front of her eyes, which is funny because I was like, she was trying to run away and I wouldn't let her run away, right? And then it was my turn. So I fucking, you know, same thing, you know, packed the whole fucking thing. Butane torch to it, fucking iron lung to the dome. And when this time I laid back, and it was like my feet were connected to a spinning axis, and I was spinning and seeing copies of myself. And then at some point I looked to the side, and as I looked to the side, it wasn't copies of my face or anything. It was thousands of faces. And all of these faces were like looking at me and shit. It was fucking crazy. So she was trying to hold me down, and I was like, fuck that. I got the straight up case of lefts. I like bulldozed my way out of there. I was completely naked. I jumped on a bicycle and just rode off into the desert for a while.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah,
I never had an experience like this. No, nothing even close to something I would describe. No, just overall feeling of being weird. But I didn't take, I took a little puff out of a normal size pipe, you know?
Oh no, you gotta go hard. This was like 20X extract as well. It was like totally piss off the salvia gods kind of shit. Fucking DTM rocking it tonight. What does it say? Alabama banned an episode of Arthur because it has same-sex marriage part in... No fucking way, Arthur. Yeah. That's that fucking aardvark-looking motherfucker, right?
Exactly, yeah. I only watched the fucking episode. Well, I fast-forwarded through it and skimmed it just because Alabama didn't watch it. And, like, it doesn't even show the actual marriage. Like, it's just, like, the whole episode is about Arthur and his friends thinking this, like, really mean chick is marrying their teacher. And then they find out the mean chick is the teacher's sister. And then this other dude comes out, like, holding the teacher's hand, walking up to the altar. And he, like, winks at fucking Arthur. Like, it doesn't even show the actual marriage. There's no gay kiss or nothing. Like,
I'm confused. Wait, so it was two gay dudes?
Yeah, like their teacher, Ratburn.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right on.
Yeah, he's gay.
That's how fucking sexist I am. When you said teacher, I assumed woman.
Oh, no, male teacher. Their male teacher got married to another male, but it didn't show any kiss. It didn't show the actual, like, wedding happening. It only showed them walking up to the altar. So
there was no docking?
No, there was nothing. It was very, very mild. Like, I understand for a kid's show, and, like, they're really conservative down there, but it wasn't like Ellen show kiss from 94, you know? Like, it was really fucking mild. I'm baffled that it caused any kind of censorship.
Do you feel like maybe Arthur should go the route of, like, having an abortion episode?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I just find it really fucking amazing, though, that they want to censor it. Like, do they really think that, like, their kids don't already know gay people? Do they not see gay people in real life? Like, do they think that Alabama is free of fucking faggots? Because I guarantee it's not. Like, those guys suck a lot of dick. Alabama, all you guys listening, you guys suck dick. You guys are fags.
That's true. Like, from, like, Alabama to Mississippi, there's a lot of dick sucking going on. I'm talking male-on-male dick sucking.
Yeah, like, I don't understand what the outrage is. Like, I'm baffled. I understand their whole abortion stance, but, like, they're going so far religious right now.
Do you understand their abortion stance?
Because they're super religious and, you know,
okay.
Super religious, you know, but, like, this is, I think, just going too far. They're opening the door to allowing Muslims to fucking have Sharia law. They're opening the door to, like, you know, letting Jews have their own police forces like they do in New York. I mean,
that's for real?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess they're doing that in Muslim communities now, too, where it's like a Muslim-oriented priest. Wait, I'm going to hit up Jamie here real quick. I felt like I was sinking into the ground, and I started freaking out, and I started screaming, God will free you, really fucking loud. Yes, God will free you, Jamie.
Goddamn, Jamie. Whoa.
God will free you. Remember, don't smoke it, kids. Chew it. Ask our boy Hamilton from Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia. He'll tell you all about it. Shout out to Hamilton. You ever want to come on the show? Fuck yeah, bro. Anyways, fucking, so, like, that's the crazy thing, man. Like, I personally am not a proponent of abortion, meaning that in my personal life, with my relationships and my family and the people that I involve myself, I would be a proponent against abortion at any stage. However, on a government level, I think that personally, we need to come to a compromise of scientifically what it means for life to enter the body. At what point is the body viable in such a way that even at an earlier stage in pregnancy, can this child be viable? I think that'll give us a better perspective of, like, what is abortion? Because then what ultimately is going to happen is, like, you know, you're going to have the whole Hamilton, you're going to have the whole situation like in South America, where a lot of women, you know, use chemical means to try to abort the babies and consequently kill themselves. Like, what's worse, killing off your unborn baby or a viable human being?
I don't know. The only one discussion that's come up either is, why are they making inbreds come in here? Like, there's a lot of incest going around in Alabama. Obviously, there's country music, so inbreeding. So, I mean, like, why do they want these little inbred fucking multi-eyed, multi-toed fucking bastards into our world? That's fucking bullshit. They're making the gene pool fucking worse. They're making humanity worse. They're putting uneducated, retarded fucking people into our population that will never be able to take care of themselves. Like banning abortion means you're fucking guaranteeing inbred retards. Like, that's what it comes down to.
And that's a crazy thing about this bill, is that there are no exemptions for rape or incest. And, you know, no one's talking about the elephant in the room either. What about pedophilia? Fucking some 11-year-old chicks get pregnant. You're going to make her go to term with it?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
In other countries. It's happened in many places. And if they really stick by these laws, it'll happen here too.
Hmm. Now, the thing about – I can understand, you know, I'm putting myself in the mindset of the religious right here, you know. I can understand why you would want inbred and rape victim babies in the world. Because as you had discussed before, you and I had discussed this the other day about making a good soldier, right? You put so many people out there in the world, they become expendable cannon fodder for the war machine. And if you're a rape victim, you're going to be born with this like malice and hate. You're going to be born, you know, into this world where, you know, you weren't even wanted. Right. So what better place for you to be except on the battlefield? Same thing with an incestuous baby. The incest baby is going to be so easy to brainwash, so easy to control, so easy to push a narrative on. I mean, look at, I mean, sorry if you're Muslim out there, but look at like a lot of Muslim communities. The radicalized ones tend to be the most inbred.
Yeah, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all filled with inbred people. I mean, 30% of all Muslims are inbred. That's, you know, 30 fucking million fucking Muslims that are inbred. Yep.
Everybody gets shit around here, verbose.xyz, fucking. But, I mean, those are the facts, my dude. It blows my mind, nonetheless. So, I don't know. I definitely wanted to talk a little bit about abortion tonight. But, you know, like, what were you saying today? Like, at 18 months, the lungs start to form?
18 weeks.
18 weeks. 18 months, you have, like, two babies, right?
Yeah, so like we were talking last week, you know, that Alabama wants to ban after 6 weeks, and then we made a compromise that, you know, 12 weeks would be better. But at 12 weeks, like, that doesn't even have lung development yet, or like, you know, full heart development.
I believe it was Missouri that was 6 weeks. I believe Alabama is like not at all. I don't think you can even fucking take Plan B or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Plan B either. I mean, I guess we should have researched that one. I don't know if that's even considered an abortion.
And how is that going to affect Roe v. Wade?
I mean, it's definitely going to end up being a challenge in the Supreme Court for this Alabama law, for sure. We'll have to see it. Roe v. Wade could be overturned.
The thing that freaks me out the most is how many fucking people, like, literally are celebrating this, especially on the right. You know me, dude. I'm, like, on the treadmill right between Fox News and CNN. And it's like everybody on the right is like, finally, we're going over the deep end. We're going to turn over Roe v. Wade. We're not going to, you know, this isn't about women's rights. This isn't about women's health at all. It's about God. It's like, wait a minute. This country isn't based on that. No matter how much you want to push that agenda, not even I wouldn't even say our founding fathers were necessarily Christian.
No, I would say maybe majority of them were, but there definitely wasn't, like, you know, like Thomas Jefferson, who held more of an agnostic or almost atheistic view, and knew that separation of church and state was important, and that you couldn't have an outside influence like a pope or a powerful church leader influence the government. You know, the government had to stand longer than these corrupt institutions that have fallen multiple times over, you know, past 1,000 years.
That's so crazy to me. Like, we're standing in the middle of this time period. Like, I never thought that we would face this, where we're literally looking at the demise of our own country. It's like, on one side, you have this, you know, these godless heathens, hell-bent on, like, people being so ashamed of who they are that they should plant yucca over cauliflower because cauliflower represents something that's too white, yeah. You know? And then on the other end, it's like, we got to keep rape babies because that's what God wants. And we're going to make good soldiers for when Jesus comes back and we slaughter all the heathens.
Damn. And what do you do? Like, if you're born in this country as a straight white male, and like, it's not your choice. It wasn't your choice to be born that way. It wasn't, you know, it's the same issue that all these other minorities are having, the same discussion they're having, but it's your fault. And that's kind of a crazy way to look at everything now.
You got to pay reparations, motherfucker. You pay reparations, we be good.
But like, my grandparents were more racist than I am. So why didn't they have to pay shit?
Right? That's bullshit. And why is it that my parents got to do so many fucking drugs and I'm not allowed to?
Yeah, they like did free love and do all the drugs and then turned around and said, just say no, because it was fun.
we don't even get to say the N-word.
Oh shit, what up? We got Crispy K on the horn, aka Darkon. How's it going tonight?
Dude, just call me Jared.
Okay, what up, Jared? Jared from Subway.
Jared, I'm gonna Subway. Fucking... We got Jared from Subway on the line.
Turn up your shit a little bit.
First question. So, why? Why'd you do that?
No.
Okay.
What?
What's for sale this week from $5 footlongs?
Oh.
Third question. Is Lolly CP?
Oh, God. I don't want to look at it, that's for sure.
Right? But would you consider it CP? Do you think Jared from Subway looks at Lolly?
Got a better question. What's worse?
Okay. Okay.
Lolly or depictions of the Prophet Muhammad? Ooh, ooh, ooh. No, I'm just
What the fuck?
obviously worse.
Aren't those like the same thing?
Oh, fuck.
I mean, if his wife is in the picture, then for sure.
Literally. Oh, if wow. If you reject the Prophet Muhammad, you might as well drink your father's sperm. That is what you are doing. You are drinking your father's sperm.
Wow.
You never saw that video? It was something like that. It was like, or I think it was anti-gay or something like that. And it was like, if you end up being gay, you might as well drink your father's sperm or something. Some weird radicalized videos out there with like circular reasoning. Man, they blow my mind. Fucking...
truth here.
The ultimate truth.
See, and
I wonder.
And
oh, go
right
ahead,
there, like you can already come up with these people, like you know, like Jared, Muhammad, you know, Hitler, you know, like isn't
Podesta.
Isn't that a case for abortion? Isn't that a
oh,
case
God damn.
For abortion? Like they're like, oh, but it might be Stephen Hawking, it might be Einstein, it might be you know the guy who cures cancer that gets aborted. Yeah, but it might be fucking Hitler. It might be Justin Bieber. You know, like.
I wonder if you could go back to it, you know, like talk to some of these religious right people. Like, would it be evil if you went back in time and you murdered, like, baby Hitler?
There's so much, like, media about, like, going back in time and stopping Hitler. That's, like, a
right. Trope. It is quite the trope. But is it wrong? What if you aborted baby Hitler in the womb?
How are we supposed to talk about the ethics of time travel? There's, like, no such thing.
All right, good call, good call. So when does the soul enter the body?
I don't know. But why are we going backwards on policies that have already been, like, settled for such a long time? Roe v. Wade was decades ago. Why are we going so far backwards in time?
I think we're revving up for the religious war, you know what I mean? It's the clash of the Abrahamic religions.
Race war, more like. Race, then religion. Race/religion war.
Huh. What races?
Whites win, everybody. Whites win
all
again.
White is rat.
I mean, like, Trump isn't some sort of anomaly. Like, all over the world, there's lots of, like, leaders that are basically like strong nationalists and like want to make their countries like patriotic again and stuff like that. It's not just the US that's going through this.
I'm all about that. I don't think Trump represents that though. I think he used that as a wave to fucking, you know, he rode the wave. He rode the white nationalist, rather he rode the nationalist populist wave. He also rode the fucking conspiracy theorist wave. That's how he got voted. It's not that he believes in those things. He's well, a fucking he's just as much of a globalist than anyone else.
I agree. Given the opportunity, he would fuck this country right in the pussy and
he is.
Fucking yeah, he is, and drive it down into the ground, like ride it down into the ground. So,
I'm sorry if y'all are Trumpers out there, but I just can't
just
get
like
down
him.
With him.
Yeah, just like all his own businesses, he's doing the same thing, you know, lying his
also,
way through it.
What's up with pumping Israel, man? Every fucking president has to fucking pump Israel, go there, wear a yarmulke and shit, and be like, let's talk to a bunch of rabbis and fucking do shit for that country. What the fuck? Like, your whole shit was make America great again, and we're gonna, like, keep things here and do things for us. You're fucking around with Israel. You're fucking giving nuclear technology to fucking Saudi Arabia. You're fucking poking the bear in Asia and shit. Like, Asia's gonna take the fuck over. You know what I mean? Your sanctions are just pissing them off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Silicon Valley is, like, pretty much equally in on the West Coast and in, like, Palo Alto or whatever, and in Israel. Like, there's there's presence of like all the big tech companies in Israel, including like Google and shit like that and Facebook.
So, right? But when Google and Facebook, like, when Google and Facebook get hacked,
center, dude, how can we not support our like where the major development of like military intelligence happens?
When Google and Facebook get hacked, fuck it. You know, when large contractors in the United States get hacked, they don't fucking send missiles into the location where the IP came from.
Wow. Burn. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like fucking, well, oh, you're the leader in cybersecurity, yet fucking you don't even know if the IP came from a VPN with inside of Palestine. You just bomb the fuck out of it.
I mean, I feel like Google and Facebook aren't that direct. They are more insidious, and they work to help like other more, I guess, like overtly military organizations. Probably.
What's more insidious than bombing a bunch of fucking innocent people?
Creating like the, you know, the computer vision that can like detect like specific faces and who to like target, and you know, like intelligent drones, like intelligent drone bombing, like more intelligent than it already is.
Interesting. So like the machine learning of facial structure.
Exactly. Like that's Google and Facebook. They're doing like image recognition, facial recognition. So.
Machine learning is really interesting too. That shit's cool as fuck. Like, it's kind of a simple equation too. The idea of a task, wanting to complete that task to the best of its abilities, and then the experience in which you gain from repeatedly doing a task, and then practicing it, and that experience then evolving essentially the ability to complete that task. It being like the cyclical equation of like task. Practice, experience, task, practice, experience. Being able to, you know, have the ability to save that information and the equations that, that you know, rather the algorithms that, like, change themselves based on the experience. I think that shit's cool as fuck.
I think
machine learning is very interesting.
State right now, actually, and, like, a lot of people that talk about, like, are, like, afraid of AI, I think they're talking more about that. Like, they're afraid of, like, how machine learning has affected them personally. Like fake news, there's one big example of it. Like, oh, you tend to click a lot of right leaning stuff. We're gonna show you news with a right leaning bias. We're gonna show you what you want to hear.
How about that Skynet that fucking Elon Musk is creating?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Crafter, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's launching like 9,000 something satellites all around orbit to try to create an internet, satellite-based internet around the whole globe. He has two test satellites up. I think he's launching 60 more soon on SpaceX.
Is it supposed to be like 5 gigahertz or whatever?
Really fast. I don't know, faster than fiber to the vacuum of space.
Yeah, so like if you're going from, let's say, New York to Florida, it would be more advantageous to use his infrastructure than it would be like a straight fiber link. Whereas if you're going to like from like Brooklyn to fucking New York City, probably your fiber link would be quicker. But like for long distance information travel, shit's going to be badass. And it's just going to blanket the entire earth. Yeah. It's going to be showered.
And it solves a problem that fiber and regular cable hasn't been able to solve, is connecting, you know, north to South Pole. You know, with instantaneous connection, well, near instantaneous.
Goddamn,
yeah,
bro.
But you can't ever be, like, hardwired. Everything has to be wireless then.
Yeah, so,
I guess so. Wouldn't you say that you could, like, take that signal and then, you know, direct connect it to some sort of switch or hub, and then from there, like, distribute it out to the rest of your devices?
What, with a laser? Something super high frequency?
No, I would say more of an antenna. Like, you go from a satellite to some sort of WISP, and then from that WISP, you know, send it to, like, you know, to your own network at home, let's say, or to an apartment complex, several networks.
No idea. I can't wait until he rolls out Elon Coin, though, because you know that's what he's going to do with this network.
Wait, what? Elon Coin, bro?
I'm joking.
Oh, don't fuck with me, dude. I'm down. That's the shit coin that I'm down on.
Tappity, 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 tap. Tappity tap. Yeah. Tap. That's
some hitting good up keyboard that, now. Jamie.
Is that a mechanical keyboard?
Fuck no. I'm not that autistic.
Really?
No, I'm not autistic at all. If anything, I would say there's a tinge of ADHD in there somewhere. And maybe anxiety. Definitely some butthole cancer. But, you know, I came from a generation of, like, you don't say that you have things to get, you know, victim status. It's more like you pretend that you don't have these things so that you could be a badass.
Yeah. Like, I thought you're supposed to avoid diagnosis, not supposed to, like, look forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, like,
oh,
dude.
I don't want people to know what I have. I know I'm fucked up.
Did you hear that about the one of the, like, higher, more affluent schools? That's how they would get more time on SATs. They would claim that they had things like ADHD or anxiety, and that would afford them more time to do the SATs.
Damn.
Not just that, but it's like fucking higher class schools is like a doping scandal, because all those kids during the early 90s up until now, like, were being prescribed like Adderall and Ritalin because they all had ADHD.
God damn, homie. That's crazy. Yeah. I remember, like, my little cousin, dude. He would, by the time he was 13, his dad had him on Ritalin. I even told him at a young age, don't take that shit, man. That shit's bad for you.
I mean, it's too late. There's already people that are basically, like, reliant on stims in the workplace. Like, Silicon Valley and stuff like that, I'm sure they have... I mean, I've read about cases of this where it's, like, basically free Adderall in the workplace. Like, it's just chilling in an Altoids can. Like, you know, whenever you need it, just come pop one of these bad boys.
I've heard similar things as well. I've actually heard that further than that, like, the cocaine in Silicon Valley is, like... You know, the only place you can get it better is straight Colombia. And that you would have, like, you know, some fucking dealer, like, dressed kind of nice, you know, obviously a white dude, because you don't want to scare those people there. That, you know, it's funny because, like, Silicon Valley, like, you meet those people that are super progressive, but then you put them in, like, an area, like, in deep Chicago or something like that, or in Cleveland or something, they'd be scared as fuck. Like, oh my God, there's so much melanin here. You know? But so that.
Generates in their own way, because they live in their own, in this, like, nice little utopia, and, like, I don't know, man, like, when the Chinese come to Silicon Valley, they're like, why are these people so lazy? What's wrong with them? They're not productive at all. Like, these engineers don't do shit.
Yeah, for real, dude. Fuck. And you see that, like, all over tech. That's the shit that really pisses me off. Like, did you hear about the latest Intel fucking exploit? And it's only Intel. It doesn't affect ARM or AMD.
What is it?
MDS. What is it called? What is it? Fuck. Zombie it's called load. Zombie Load is what it's called. MDS is like a microarchitectural data sampling. That's what it is. Man, I pulled that out of my ass. But it's this idea of using the buffer within a chip to be able to accessing the buffer of a chip. That the data that's still stored on there to be able to see what you've been looking at and what you've been doing on your computer. There's some really fucking crazy tests of it too, where they're like literally pulling exactly what websites you're going to, what your search values are, all this shit.
Damn.
Oh, and guess what? Oh, go ahead.
Super unhelpful. I was just going to say that's super unhelpful now that, like, speaking, like, hardware wise with the computer, like, the functions of, like, memory and data are pretty much, like, starting to overlap, like RAM and storage are kind of similar now, and I wouldn't be surprised if, like, maybe like 10-15 years from now, RAM's kind of deprecated, we just have really high speed storage and everything just kind of stored and swapped like in Linux.
Oh god damn, bro, you smart. Why don't you get into tech, bro?
I don't like tech. I actually hate it. I'm like scared. I'm super scared of the direction that especially this country is going.
Bro, I'm all about building Skynet. Fuck it. I'm in gung-ho. And part of that is the selfish nature of my life, dude. It's like, what other jobs are there going to be in the future? Either you're going to be in healthcare, food, or tech.
Yeah.
That's it. To a certain extent, I think that that's going to be, like, more in the tech industry, to be honest.
Yeah, probably even construction will be robots, and they just need techs to repair them when they break.
Indeed. And what about like replicating food? We already have like 3D printers that create pharmaceuticals. What's the, you know, the next stop is being able to like 3D manufacture our own foodstuffs.
Yeah, or use tech to repair the McDonald's robot flipping burgers, you know?
Yeah, you better watch out, Dantos. They're going to replace you with a robot, motherfucker.
I mean, or I don't know. I feel like people are always so quick to say, like, humans will get replaced by robots, but I feel like if there's any amount of, like, I don't know, fine motor control or, like, I don't know, it's just special reasoning, like, bots aren't going to replace people in that regard. Like, those are some of the last jobs that would ever get replaced.
By the way, Jamie, you got good taste, bro. It's all about that Epic 8 AMD. Fuck yeah. Right now, my computer, I'm rocking that Ryzen 7 1800X. I definitely want to go to the 3000X, or however they call it.
But does your monitor have FreeSync, though?
No. I'm server-minded, dude. It's all about, like, the jobs that I can run.
Oh, no, you're like a data hoarder. You care a lot about, like, storage.
Storage, performance, but not necessarily video performance. Being able to offer services over the network is more my thing. That lemon emoji, though. Fucking, if you didn't realize, we are verbose.xyz. Hit us up, https://verbose.xyz. If you're checking our show out at a later time, or you missed part of the show, or you want to see our archive of older shows, you can also go to our website, verbose.xyz/mp3. It's all dumped into an index file. We don't even check to see who the fuck is, you know. We don't care about the statistics, man. We don't care about the money. We don't care about the statistics. We don't care about the views. We care about the conversation. And we hope that you're enjoying yourselves here, and that's what's most important. Also, we're on every fucking platform known to man. We just joined DLive tonight. Thank you guys for fucking checking us out. If you're checking us out for the first time, super appreciate it. Shout out to PewDiePie, increasing your fucking community by 67%. Fuck yeah. Bros, I guess. I don't know what the fuck he does, but he's cool in my book. What the fuck else? Oh yeah, we on BitChute. We're on that DTube. We also dabble in that Steam. You could hit us up on, what the fuck is it? DTube? Yeah, DTube. And obviously the usual suspects of Twitch and YouTube as well. There's several fucking sites we out there.
The worst platforms ever, Twitch. Yeah, for sure. Fuck you, Twitch.
Yeah, fuck you, Twitch. Twitch. We always play some sort of like super ignorant rap song to begin our shit, and Twitch tends to like fucking blank out like the first 30 minutes or 30 seconds to like 2 minutes. No, independent of how long the song goes, they're just like fucking nope. Cut it off. It's fucking stupid. YouTube doesn't give a shit. Yeah, YouTube's like, oh, copyright strike. Now you're going to have to give your shit to the property owner. I don't give a fuck. They can have it. Drake can have his shekels. Fucking Travis Scott, he could have his ducats. Fucking Migos. Migos, you could keep Nicki Minaj. Or wait, what's her name? Not Nicki Minaj. Cardi B. Same diff though. It's like the Trinidad version of Cardi B.
Coke and Pepsi.
Fuck. Coke. Which one's Pepsi?
Cardi B's probably Pepsi. She came second.
Yeah, but they both DP.
They both get DP'd for sure.
Yeah, by them. You think Cardi B gets by those Migos? And the only reason that fucking Offset got the baby like is because his sperm won?
Yeah, it just won the race. Yeah, in the gangbang Olympics, fucking he won.
Oh my god, that would be so good. Wait, Boozy here saying, I don't think Twitch blocks it out on purpose. There's just a delay. I used to be able to see, I don't know, babe, like part of it, it cuts out afterwards, like a little chunk of it cuts off, pretty sure. Cause like if Crafter downloads it afterwards or does a recording of it before, he could just download the whole thing from Twitch and it would have the entirety of it. But sometimes,
didn't they ever hear about, you know, like freedom of use for copyright? Like if I discuss it or I'm using it to critique it or it was just a sample, like that's not breaking copyright. I'm not using the whole song. I'm not using it to promote myself. It's, you know, what the fuck? It's
It's
allowing
literally
distractions.
entertainment value. It's like, fuck, we like ignorant rap music. Go fuck yourself. Who doesn't like ignorant rap music? Crispy, do you like ignorant rap music?
I feel like there's a lot of different categories of ignorant rap music, but
That is very true.
some of it's terrible. Like, I mean, Cardi B is definitely garbage. Sorry. And so is like mumble rap and cloud rap. That shit's all garbage. I mean, I guess there could be like feasibly a few good ones, but I don't know them and I'm not going to try to find them.
See, that's all the shit I love. Like, the more horrible it is, the better. Cardi B, dude, I could watch her twerk all day. Like turning over a slow snow globe repeatedly. She's probably just as smart, too. Although she claims to write her own lyrics, and in one of her songs, she says Fugazi. I don't know if she knows what Fugazi means, but if she wrote her lyrics, that's pretty impressive.
What does Fugazi mean?
It's like a scam or like being faked out. It's an Italian word for like scammers.
Oh, that sounds kind of familiar.
There's a hardcore band from the late 80s, early 90s called Fugazi. That might be what you're thinking of. But like tonight, fucking Panda, he would love to be on the show. I bet Wu-Tang would love to fucking, they'd be honored to be the intro music to a verbose show.
No, see, when you say ignorant rap, I think like brain dead, like borderline mentally
Yeah,
retarded.
word.
Yeah,
You're
not
right.
like,
You're right.
yeah, not goofy stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, like Lil Pump, dude. That motherfucker can't read, and he has more money than we'll ever.
Which one's Lil
Neopsychedelia? What
Pump?
is that?
Gotta look him up.
Wait, you don't know Lil Pump? Oh, fuck. What's that one
I've
song?
seen him before. I don't know shit about him, though.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci. Exactly. Ain't no thang but a chicka bang. I don't think that's really in the song, but it should be. Fucking.
Neopsychedelia, that would be stuff like, I guess, like Animal Collective or like,
Okay.
Tame Impala or, fuck, I'm trying to think of.
I can get down on some Animal Collective for sure. They play in Albuquerque quite a bit.
I think you're from Austin, possibly.
Oh shit, okay. You know who's from Austin? Alex Jones.
Shit, Alex Jones.
Shout out to Alex Jones. Yeah, fuck Alex Jones, man. Have you seen this new kind of documentary thing that it's like the censored movie or some shit?
No, I don't watch
It's
him.
like,
I don't watch him at all. He's
well,
a
yeah,
part
I'm
of
just
the show.
saying it's not his, some other right-leaning outfit is putting him out, but it's like got Paul Joseph Watson, him, basically everybody that's being banned from all the major platforms are going to be in this movie. I'm definitely going to watch it. Fuck yeah.
Cool. I'll pirate it.
Pirated.
Yeah, word. Management from Montreal. Hell yeah. Shout out to my Canucks motherfuckers.
Hey.
It's all about that Quebecois. Dorian. No? They probably hate my French accent. Sucks. Fucking, I'm liking these alt platforms though. Shout out to DLive, man. This shit's fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, they're way cooler than fucking the main ones.
Right?
I think the internet needs to move on and, you know, kind of decentralize itself.
That's the thing, getting back to fucking Craig Wright, dude. That's the thing that pisses me off about that shit the most, is that like him and Calvin Irie or whatever are talking about like Satoshi, air quotes here, actual vision being this bloated version of the blockchain that then could be the replacement for world currency being sold to the major companies and banks and being adopted by them. The fuck? That seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong here, to be the opposite of what Satoshi's vision would be.
I agree. I think his vision was decentralization. His vision was not allowing any banks or any governments to control money, and allow the power into the hands of the account holders, allow anyone to have an account, you know, no matter age or political affiliation or crimes accused of or anything.
Goddamn. And we still holding out in the land of crypto. I mean, Bitcoin right now is like $7,600. It hasn't dropped below 7,000 in the past 2 weeks, I'd have to say. But Bitcoin's Satoshi vision, man, literally went up, I want to say, 151% on Tuesday from like, what was it, $61 to like $186 or something crazy. I think last I looked at it was trading at $96. Shit, it probably, oh yeah, here it comes across on the ticker, fucking $101 it's trading at. Fuck you, yeah. Man. Like, I give more credence to Litecoin than I do this shit.
I bet the CoinGeek guy sold a whole bunch.
Huh.
Pump and dump scam.
I hope he did. I think everybody should sell it. I don't care what it's at. Just sell that shit. You want to have some centralized bullshit coin here? You could have all the accounts, Mr. Wright, Mr. Fake fucking Satoshi. Here, have your fucking coin. That's how I feel about it.
What is ADA? I'm looking at the coin ticker now. I didn't realize we had this.
I'm not sure what ADA. Dogecoin is where the real money is. Yes, agreed. I think Doge is probably more profitable than Turtlecoin at this point. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because Turtlecoin is trading at, you know, probably one Satoshi or two Satoshi as normal. Yeah, Doge is worth less than 1 cent, but definitely fucking. I would say that definitely Turtle is probably less than one Doge. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure what ADA is. It's worth 8 cents, though. Yay. Let's look it up real quick. ADA coin. ADA.
Adafruit?
Cardano?
Raspi company or whatever, like the.
That'd be cool, but it's yeah. Looking here as Cardano, C A R D A N O.
Shitcoin.
Yeah, definitely a shitcoin. You know me and my affinity for broken and bastard coins.
Yeah, and Dogecoin, the only important coin there, 38 Satoshi.
38 Satoshi. So it's worth like fucking. Oh my god, it's fucking turtle coin. 2 fucking Satoshi. Just put that in mind. NecroTurch hitting us up.
2 Satoshi Nakamoto. 3 Satoshi Nakamoto.
Dude, when I watch my fucking whole balance, you know, double when a turtle fluctuates from 2 to 3 Satoshi, it's beautiful. NecroTurch hitting us up. Mental illness can be a tool. What do you mean by that, sir? I'm not sure. Is that how, is that like a tool as far as like, being uber creative, I could see it going that way, or like being able to see things in the world in a way that you normally wouldn't, or are we talking like victimhood status? Coming from NecroTurge, I'm pretty sure he means as in a creative sense. But I could see it going both ways, you feel me?
He's talking about like it's a tool in the sense that things like Starry Night come from mental illness.
Starry Night? You mean like from Van Gogh?
Yeah, his painting. That was he did that while he was in a psych ward.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh
there's
shit!
Story to it. I can't remember. It was like I was learning about this in this art history class I took, but I don't recall the details. Probably because I smoked weed. I don't know.
Yeah, that or you went to college. That's where you fucked up.
Burn. Yeah.
What do you think of college? After.
I mean, at one point, it was a nice thing. It was the only place to get to meet other people who wanted, you know, higher levels of education. And now it's a scam. It's a scam that doesn't prepare people even for, you know, minimal things in their field. It's misleading. It's really weird. It's really weird how it's been degraded, I think, on purpose.
That's how I feel about. I mean, you see that on the right a lot. A lot of times on the right, people are trying are like, they're literally telling, you know, their listener base, you know, school is a scam. You're going to learn more from like going out there, getting a trade, or, you know, learning in the workforce. I think that you would get a lot more out of the tech industry if, instead of hiring based on your degree, you hired like out of high school, maybe 2 years out of high school, and said, okay, we're going to take you into this program and you're going to do a 10-year, essentially work your way up the ladder internship, where each step along the way, you learn more to give you a basis of what is going to build your career, essentially. And that way, not only do you specialize in a specific field, but then you learn based on how that company wants you. They can mold you. They use you. Go ahead.
And I would say that college has failed in like all industries. I mean, definitely medical fields, you know, still a lot of those schools help a lot. You know, law schools, a lot of other specialty schools, schools like MIT.
They're more aligned with what Miles is saying. You do kind of get like, you get boarded. You get boarded into a particular hospital, or you get boarded into a particular company. I mean, tech isn't really any different. It's like, oh, hey, you just got a computer engineering or a computer science degree and you're 22 years old, come work for Google. Come to the Google campus so that we can educate you and, you know, indoctrinate you into being a Googler.
Yeah, exactly.
The amount of people getting degrees, there's not enough jobs out there for them. There's very little guidance for majority of people graduating. And it was a lot of degrees that are pointless. Like, if you get a bachelor's in history, how many history teachers think they're going to need? Especially when, you know, current teachers aren't retiring until, you know, their 70s or 80s.
Right. That's the thing, too. There should be term limits on shit like that. You know, because, like, it's like an old book, right? After a while, that shit becomes useless. You can't update that information. That shit's printed to that book. It's done, you know? I think it's the same way with a lot of, God, it's just, you see that in any industry. Fucking school, tech, restaurants, you name it. Fuck, it's just like you get nailed into this one way of life and then that's how it becomes and nothing else matters anymore. It's like, okay, I've always imaged my whole cluster like this. Why would I change it? You know, it goes back to that fucking stupid article from that bitch from DigitalOcean trying to say, we should be kinder to legacy code. No, we should fucking learn to get good and like be constantly building on the things that we learned in the past, but then moving forward and in the industry, becoming stronger in our knowledge base, you know, not like stagnating. Jesus fucking Christ. But this is what scares Jared. The more that we continue on, the crazier shit's going to get, especially in the tech industry. Skynet, motherfuckers.
5G. Going to roast your brain.
Not even that. It's more like, it's not even that. It's like it's not even haves versus have-nots. It's like who has the ability to understand like the systems of power. Like, I think most people don't even probably really understand like how like wireless technology even works. Like, you don't know what the fuck 5G is or what 5 gigahertz is or what that means.
And do you know what NFV is?
No.
Network virtualized. Network functionalized. Network function virtualization. Sorry, fuck. Brains are roasty today. So it's essentially this idea of being able to take network functions, virtualize them, and then stripe them in a similar way that you would do, like, let's say, a RAID or something like that, so that those network functions become available and are scalable as more and more traffic exists. So I think that's like one of the key components of 5G. Everyone wants to be like, oh, it's more powerful, it's gonna fry your brain. It's like, no, they like took 4G, they created a different signal, and then now the back end of things are going to make it a lot more smooth, let's say. So let's say like you have an NFV cluster, right? And it's sitting, it's near a baseball field, let's say, right? And then a bunch of people fucking come in for this out of state game because they want to see their team play at your cheap ass field. And they're all rocking the 5G. And normally, you know, those networks are going to have to deal with all this traffic. But if you have this NFV cluster sitting next to it, it's like, okay, now we're able to deal with this traffic because we can scale out all the network functions so that we can provide a better service for the people who connect. I think it's genius, dude.
Yeah, this reminds me a lot of, like, I think Jensen Huang was talking a little bit about this, like, sort of technology at his, like, I think it was, like, the whatever GDC this year, where he was talking about, like, NVIDIA's newest endeavors, and, like, one of his new partnerships is, like, with this this Ethernet company in Israel. And so NVIDIA kind of wants to, like, I guess, like...
The gay Israel. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the gay Israel. No. I mean, I don't know.
No, sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's cool. I don't know shit, man. I don't know anything about virtualization. I don't know anything about hypervisors. This is completely out of my, like, subject area of knowledge, so...
But you do know about video cards and what, you know...
Definitely do.
Fucking...
I don't know about chips. I don't know much about networking.
Interesting. Yeah... Scaling is a very interesting thing when it comes to video cards as well, or especially used for co-processing, you would say. Like Intel's whole thing previous to giving up on the whole deal was the Xeon Phi co-processor, right? The idea being that you have a Xeon system, and your Xeon system could take so much load, but then you put in this co-processor, and it could take on more load as it comes. Especially if it comes for, like, ray tracing or SIMD or, you know, any sort of, like, advanced calculation. But the way that they did it is very strange, because they didn't build it for, like, a simple one instance, right? They built it for scaling. So it was like, okay, cool, you can't really get better performance with, like, one Xeon processor and a Xeon Phi. But if you have two Xeon Phi processors and, like, a Xeon Phi on each of your lanes, and then you have, like, a network of, let's say, 10 of these working together, and then you scale an algorithm across all of these, then at that point will you see, like, major performance changes. Whereas if you...
a lot like bare metal hypervisor.
Yeah, stuff like that. I don't know much about it, but okay.
I mean, I don't either, so...
What do you know that makes it sound similar?
Like, distributing the computing power, basically, on a basis of, like, demand.
Oh, you mean, like, hypervisor, like, something like, let's say, fucking VMware or something. Yeah.
Something bare metal, not, like, VMware or whatever.
Word.
Like, something that runs before the OS and then can serve OSs or sessions.
Fucking bare metal for life, dude. Fuck containers. Fuck VMs. Bare metal for life. Wouldn't you say, Crafter?
I don't know. I guess they both have their place. Especially, it just depends if it's in production or not. How much you're willing to back up and restore.
Yeah, that's true. Fucking. Yeah, back up all the devices.
Wiki. So, like, bare metal is type 1 hypervisor, and then type 2 is hosted. So that's stuff like VMware and VirtualBox and shit like that.
Word.
And then type 2 is like Zen Server, Oracle VM, Microsoft Hyper-V.
Hyper-V. I fucked with that. It gets crazy too, because people are like, I have my bare metal Windows server that's like hosting a hypervisor that's running my Ubuntu server, and then my Ubuntu server, I have a Docker container that's running a CentOS fucking image. It's like, god damn it. The fuck are you doing? Stop it. Just stop.
Get some help.
Stop. Get some help. I don't know. Fucking, I want to see things go the way of Demolition Man. I want Taco Bell to be the number one restaurant in the world. I want everything to be covered in computers, and we have to. If things get so bad, we have to, like, recycle our food.
Do you want to wipe your ass with 3 seashells?
Yes, yes, I do.
Buy Mexi Nuggets with Mexi coins.
was that in the movie?
No, I don't know. You said you want Taco Bell to be the
Mexi coin, bro. No. Crafter and I have the best idea. If we ever create. I'm dragging his name into this. I'm sorry, but I just have to. If we ever create our own cryptocurrency, It's going to be for facilitating prostitution, and we're going to call it PTC. It's Pink Taco Coin. So the idea being that you have a blockchain that's generated under any other CPU load, and through a mobile app and what's that fucking protocol where you could touch devices together, like mobile docking? NFC. Yeah, NFC. So you mobile dock phones together so that you could fucking send PTC to your from John to prostitute, get your blowjob and move on.
Yeah, or some already, pink taco.
That was
or some pink
thing,
taco.
Dude.
There what?
Was
what?
That back page.
Are you talking about Monero?
No, you remember back page?
No.
That was a website that got shut down that would basically exchange like various forms of payment, like crypto or gift cards, amongst one another for like, escort services, and it would put the exchange in like an escrow until the agreement had been made, basically, and what needed to be done got done. The creator, I can't remember his name, but like I think he's in prison now. So
what needed to get done got done.
Yeah.
I like the way you put that. Meaning you fit in a bust a nut.
Yeah, vagina. Once the client has busted a nut.
Fit in a bust a nut tonight. Vagina, aka Pink Taco. Shout out to PTC, Pink Taco Coin. Coming to a Kryptonite blockchain near you. Oh, fuck. I love it. Oh, my God, the gay is real. But remember, straight fucking Palestine, B.
Straight
Palestine, B. Anyways, I had fucking fun tonight. Did you guys have fun tonight?
Yeah.
CryptoKitties at Miles is a blockchain thing. CryptoKitties? Wait a minute. I think I've heard of this. It's like it's like those kittens or like – it's not like real kittens. It's like a computer thing that you play with and it like makes crypto – it like mines or something like that. Isn't that what CryptoKitties is?
It's a game based on the Ethereum blockchain and it makes like randomized avatar kitties. And sometimes some of them are very rare and people are willing to buy them for large amounts of Ethereum.
Shut the fuck up. So it's like a virtualized fucking avatar crypto token for Ethereum.
Yeah, it's like a virtual pet game in browser.
God damn it. How many fucking tokens are there for the Ethereum blockchain? And what is it about Ethereum that it affords that? I don't understand.
Yeah, it uses the blockchain to keep track of everything for the most part. So it's like their whole back-end database is on Ethereum blockchain.
Huh. Yeah, there's Jared, you were telling me the other day there's a fucking token your homie was looking at.
Opacity?
Yeah, Opacity. Opacity. It's this open and free token based on the Ethereum blockchain that hides all of your fucking shit. It sounds exactly like Ethereum. Go fuck yourself. Go shove your token up your fucking CryptoKitty ass. Sorry, I get a little worked up on that. Fucking go take your... Actually, I'll tell you what. Fucking take your Bitcoin Satoshi vision and go buy yourself some fucking Opacity. And that'll probably be a better investment. Fuck you, Craig Wright. Fuck you, whatever, Calvin Ari. You're a piece of shit. Your publication, Coin Geek, can fucking suck my dick sideways. If you ever go on that shit, please post some utter nonsense in their comments. Tell them that they're the pump and dump assholes of not Satoshi's vision. Satoshi would want things to be fucking out there, open, free to the public, and decentralized. That's what it's all about. Never forget fucking bisexual Egypt, straight Palestine, and the gay is real. Alex Jones, shout out to Alex Jones. You ever want to come on a show, you definitely can. Hit us up, verbose.xyz. You can check our old shows at verbose.xyz/mp3. Shout out to DLive. Thank you for fucking having us. Hopefully we didn't say the N-word too many times tonight. We still love you nonetheless. Crafter, thanks for coming on the show tonight, man. It's always a pleasure.
It was great, man. As always.
And Jared, bro, fucking thank you for gracing us with your presence. I know you're going to be up at 7 a.m. for, some travels. Safe travels to you, sir, definitely.
Thanks, I appreciate that, man.
Fucking A, fuck a B. Fuck a B because it has more holes. Wife material, I'm coming over and I'm going to have sex with you right now. Anyways, love you guys. And hit us up. You know, subscribe to our shit. Fucking watch all of our shit. Hit us up. And join our Discord. Definitely join the conversation. We are here for you. We love you guys. Peace, and we will see you next time.